You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back here at the Kroger, Stony Brook Kroger, and we're here for Cram the Van. Fourth year we're doing this. It's a wonderful way to make a difference locally in the community. Today we're trying to raise money because we take this money and then we go to Kohl's and we parlay it into clothing and toys for children who could use a little help at this holiday season. Focus Sparkling Water, who's here, and you can try. They have free samples out here. It's very good. I'm enjoying a nice grapefruit sparkling water. It's very good. They'll match up to $5,000 in donations. And last year we raised $12,500. Focus added $5,000. That meant $17,500. And then the good folks at Wayside Christian Mission and Salvation Army, they know how to stretch a dollar. And the people at Kohl's, who were giving us tremendous value prices on everything, we turned that into just about $49,000 worth of stuff. Gosh, that's buying power there. $17,000 into $49,000. That's the way to do it. So we want to do that again. It makes a big difference to the people in the area. So please join us in helping reach that goal again. And you can donate here to come see me at the Stony Brook. Phil, can you take that? Thank you. You can donate here at our at the Stony Brook. Come by and drop a check off, drop some cash off. Or you can go to our GoFundMe page. Just search Cram the Van 2019. You can call the Salvation Army's special number at 671-4926. Any of those ways, you can help make a difference in cramming the van. It is We Want to Know Wednesday, and I believe, what's his name now? Flatmate? What is he going by now? He used to be the roommate, Tom. He's Tom Farmer, but that's no fun.
He's got a lot of aliases. It's Flatmate Thomas. He's not on right now, but I'm about to call him. We do have Bill, however. Bill has an interesting one. Bill,
all right. I'll be the judge of that. Bill, what's on your mind, bud?
First of all, my son and I listen to y'all every day. We really enjoy y'all's, whatever you want to call it, talking back and forth. But
whatever you want to call it, that's the best way to describe it. It's our whatever you want to call it.
Well, anyway, my grandmother told me, she told me when, obviously when she was alive, but when she was a little girl, she had a tapeworm, and the way she lived in the country, and the way they got rid of it was they fed her a bunch of salt and laid her down beside a running brook, and when it started to come out because it was thirsty, they grabbed it and pulled it out.
Oh, my God. Is there any way to find out, was she at this point still speaking coherently, or was she making crap up?
I don't have any idea. I mean, she...
Wow.
But I always thought that was fascinating, and I've never heard anybody else tell me a story like that, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't All think right. my grandmother well, would make it up.
Well, she sounds like a fine woman if she raised you, or raised your parents. So I would, yes, I'm sure. But I'm going to look that up. That's a remarkable story. It lay you near a river so that the thing would come out and try and get water. Yike.
Yeah.
That's, well, I guess the best advice for that is not to get tapeworms. I'm looking online and see. It's got a lot of bad. Here we go. If you have a tapeworm, you're basically eating for two. Tapeworms will siphon
right.
off some of your nutrients. So and there's a whole bunch of tests that will reveal that you're infected. Some people have seizures. I hope she didn't go through that. here it is, though, strange but true. A tapeworm could have you craving something not so edible like dirt. See, so they probably, she lays down and the tapeworm wants to come out and crawl into the dirt. So
yeah,
that's,
well, we both, my son and I, we always enjoy listening to your Do You Want to Know Wednesday, so I just thought, well, I'll call it in and see if you like it.
Well, you certainly have contributed, my friend. Thanks very much. We appreciate that. I'm trying to find
okay,
it here on the website.
You.
Thanks very much, treatments here. This lady does a terrific job of describing all the disgustingly horrible things that happen for you if you get a tapeworm, but doesn't tell you how you get rid of the damn thing. All right, let's see if we can find that out. Tapeworm treatment. How about that? This is not the same thing dogs get, is it? Like, dogs get heartworms. That's not a tapeworm, is it? I don't know. What kills a tapeworm? Tapeworms are usually treated with a medicine taken by mouth. The most commonly used medicine is Biltricide. They paralyze the tapeworms, which let go of the intestine, dissolve, and pass from your body when you go to the bathroom. So there you go. But I want to see if ancient tapeworm treatment, let's see if that comes up. Because that's a great story. It really is. That might be our winner in honor of his grandmother. She was listening from heaven, shaking her fist to me. That's exactly what I did, you skeptical little son of a... It made the poor woman furious with us. Here we go. Here we go. The it's what a great article this is. The horrifying legacy of the Victorian tapeworm diet. Oh, this is when people did it on purpose. A beauty fad that continues to horrify us. The Victorian era, notorious for its bizarre notions of beauty. The ideal of the time, this is kind of scary. I guess when I saw an article today that they charge you $40, $39.99, which made it even more bizarre, to hold your baby in the hospital. $40 to hold your baby. I mean, have we completely lost our mind? And how'd they come up at $39.99? That's the part that bothered me the most. I mean, this sounds like a merchandise, not medical procedures. What is it, $39.99, except Black Friday? You know, for $25, you get to hold your baby and then another baby of equal or lesser value from somewhere else in the nursery. I mean, who comes up with this crap? So every time I feel like we're getting stupider, then I'm reminded that, oh, no, mankind has suffered through some eras of incredible stupidity. The Victorian era, I'm kid you not, this is exactly as it's written here. Take it for what it's worth. The ideal pictures of beauty at the time were shaped after the... I can't even read the sentence. It's so stupid. The ideal of the time was modeled after those afflicted by consumption, tuberculosis, pale skin, dilated eyes, rosy cheeks, crimson lips, and a meager and fragile figure. This is, hey, yeah, see, your new girlfriend's got tuberculosis. Congratulations. Yeah, she's a honey. She's a keeper if she survives. From swallowing ammonia to bathing in arsenic, which they knew to be poisonous.
Holy cow.
This was the never-ending quest for the perfect 16-inch waist. Oh, my Lord. Wow. We no longer, well, most of these practices, thankfully, have gone out of style. We no longer swallow ingredients in rat poison. Corsets no longer disfigure women's internal organs. There is, however, one gruesome dietary idea that has managed to survive. You guessed it, the tapeworm diet. The idea is simple and disgusting. You take a pill that contains tapeworm eggs. Once hatched, a tapeworm egg. Once hatched, the parasite grows inside of the host, ingesting part of whatever the host eats. In theory, this enables the dieter to simultaneously lose weight and eat whatever they want without worrying about calorie intake. Both ideas fit nicely into the Victorian ideals. One of the most popular beauty guides of the era was The Ugly Girl Papers by S.D. Powers. The guide states, and I quote, "It is a woman's business to be beautiful." Yeah. Wow. Beauty takes time and effort, and no plain girl could forego the tediousness of beauty regimes if she wanted to find a husband. Oh, sure, and that was be all and end all. One can therefore conclude Victorians were very much willing to make whatever sacrifices they deemed necessary to attain ideal beauty. But the guide also recommends that women find a healthy balance. When it comes to maintaining the figure or losing weight, the author claims if a girl is stout, she should eat as little as will satisfy her appetite, never allowing herself, however, to rise from the table hungry. Oh, that was very good. Oh, my God, is this disgusting? It has illustrations.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Can we get off of the tapeworm thing?
This is worse than the whale penis.
Oh,
this
I don't
illustrations
know.
Of tapeworms coming out. And that's
New York Mike called God. In during all this and said that in the Bronx they had, there was a soup that was supposed to have, like, give off an aroma that was supposed to actually draw out a tapeworm from...
Who said this?
New York Mike. But it would come out the entrance, not the exit, so it would basically come out your mouth. What he said.
Well, this illustration, it's going out the rear door. Which, by the way, is
we
an
want
old,
to know Wednesday. Did you know that tap water is not kosher? Huh.
I'd be curious to know why. Let's go look that up. Why? Because it's not blessed.
I don't know. Why That's interesting. Nick, what was the discussion last year?
Tap water.
When you all were making a story, including Santa and all the reindeer, that ring a bell at all?
What about it?
What
did he say?
What was the discussion last year when you all were making a story?
Well, I was reeling, as I do every year, about how awful the Rudolph song is.
Oh, yeah, and then we talked about Deer with a Beer. We really dropped the ball on that. Have we mailed that to ourselves? Because that's definitely, we're going to need a poor man's patent for that one.
Yeah.
Also, we have Flatmate Thomas here, where we want to know when.
All right. Let's see. New York must filter their tap water. After when rabbis in Brooklyn spotted a tight, this is
we want to know Wednesday.
Calm down, Patty. When rabbis in Brooklyn spotted a tiny crustacean swimming in New York City's tap water last spring, the ensuing debate evolved about whether it made the city's water unkosher. While it seemed amusing, it created a dispute in a particularly exacting Jewish enclave. That discovery has changed the daily lives of tens of thousands of Orthodox Jews across the city. Plumbers in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Queens have been summoned to install water filters, some costing more than $1,000, and dozens of restaurants have posted signs in their windows trumpeting that they filter their water. As a result, an entirely new standard is being set for what constitutes a kosher kitchen. So the caller is right. I don't know if it's true everywhere, but in New York, they have... the filter water, the water filter merchants must be loving it because it's probably driven up business. But there you go. I guess there was a tiny little microscopic fish that made its way through, and that was all they needed to know. It made it non-kosher. Things we learn. All right, what do we got, Flatmate Thomas? What do we got for us today?
I'm just envisioning some Catholic guy up in Flatbush walking around all the water treatment plants and throwing shells he got from the beach into the tanks.
screaming and then screaming, jackpot!
Oh, goodness. Well, today we're going to talk about a little bit about Michigan. That's appropriate, right?
Sure.
Friend of the V show, Al Greener, the director of the U of L Pet Band, made a comment last night that the U of L jerseys, of course, were white, but they have that kind of light gray printing on them, so they kind of that off-white color. So he's like, hey, this looks kind of like Ohio State versus Michigan, right? So why is Ohio State versus Michigan such a big deal, apart from being entertaining football? Well, it's because Ohio and Michigan actually fought a war with each other, quote-unquote. So, back in the day, way back in the day, when we were doing all the surveys of all the land and everything like that to mark off the boundaries of states, they didn't really do that great a job. Let's just say their surveying techniques were not up to snuff at the time, and they didn't really have a good sense of where things ought to go. And at the time, the border of Ohio was a lot farther north than they thought it was going to be, or where things were going to set. So Ohio became a state, but then Michigan was a territory, and then Michigan came around to wanting to be a state. And they said, well, the boundary that was measured for the Northwest Territory puts the border of Michigan south of Toledo. And we want Toledo, which was a thing that was actually said at the time, which in modern times may not make as much sense. But they said, we want Toledo. And Ohio said, well, you can't have Toledo. I want Toledo. And the whole thing about it was agricultural land and access to Lake Erie. So that was the big deal. So they actually got a big fight about it. And they actually got in a literal fight about it. Ohio sent out a surveying crew to mark off the boundary, and whenever they were having lunch one day, a whole bunch of Michigan militia dudes showed up and started knocking them on the heads, and they actually got in a ruckus about it. So they were fighting over Toledo. My goodness, I can't believe this. So how did this all come to an end? Well, President Andrew Jackson said, you know, I can't have two states fighting. Like, you know, we're going to do this 40 years from now. Now's not the time. 40 years later is okay. But he said, I can't have two states fighting. What am I going to do? So Andrew Jackson says, well, hey, guys, I'll tell you what. The U.S. Treasury has this big surplus, and only states get it. And if you're a territory, you're not going to get it. And the only way I'm going to let you be a state, Michigan, is if you give up Toledo. But as a parting gift, I will give you the Upper Peninsula. So Upers have this to thank for being part of Michigan. So Michigan was like, well, okay, well, we're going to lose Toledo, but we get $400,000, which is like $10 million in modern money. And they're like, and we get the Upper Peninsula. Okay, fine. So they gave up on Toledo, said, fine, Ohio, you take Toledo, and we'll get the Upper Peninsula and $400,000 in cash as a nice parting gift. And then, like, 20 years later, they discovered the most massive deposits of copper, iron, and everything in the Upper Peninsula. And I was like, well, we got the better end of this deal. We got all that. You got Toledo. So suck on that, Ohio. But that is why.
I was going to say, that has got to be one of the most one-sided trades in baseball history. That's unbelievable.
Exactly. So, yeah, nowadays, whenever you say, hey, you know, Michigan fought over Toledo, you're like, why? It's Toledo. But that is why the Ohio-Michigan rivalry, Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, is such a big deal, is they fought a war, quote-unquote, jokingly, over the city of Toledo. And as a one last one, because we're getting close to the anniversary of Pearl Harbor on December 7th coming up, what is the translation of Tora, Tora, Tora? What does that mean?
It means, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong, L's down. I thought that was the Japanese for L's down.
That's probably actually fairly accurate. Yeah, so the L's down equivalent in Japanese, the colloquialism, it's a tiger, tiger, tiger. So they say Tora, Tora, Tora.
Ah.
What that meant was that was the radio code message sent back when the planes, if they achieved complete surprise, and that's exactly what they did. So whenever the planes arrived over Pearl Harbor, the Japanese said, well, we caught them with their pants down, and they transmitted Tora, 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 and that's where the name of that, the title of the movie comes from.
I was going to say, that was the name of a famous film when I was a kid, yes, so there you go. That's two good ones. By the way, the war, for those of you scoring at home, there were no casualties and one wounded. That's the official postscript of
The Battle of Phillips Corner led to a couple of knocked noggins, but nobody actually died. So at least we got that going for us, which is nice. But anyway,
but that's true. Things we learn.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, it was a good one. It's actually a term.
We want to know Wednesday.
The Toledo War is also known as the Michigan-Ohio War. And, boy, did Michigan come out the winner in that. Holy Toledo, no pun intended. I mean, to get the Upper Peninsula, no disrespect. He was a little hard on Toledo, which is a fine working-class city. But to give up Toledo and a strip of land to get the Upper Peninsula, which has become a vacation haven for Michigan and was rich in all those mineral deposits. That is it's a bad trade. That was an Isaiah Thomas kind of trade for Ohio. Maybe was Isaiah managing Ohio at that time? I don't know. It's possible. Can't really tell. It was the result of the war was considered a military stalemate, which, as Thomas just told you, is why the president stepped in and said, we're going to settle this right now. You want the money? Well, then you're going to have to get this done. And so they said, all right, we'll take the Upper Peninsula. that's like getting, you know, Michael Jordan as a throw-in. It's pretty impressive. There you go. Good one. He's starting to bring the goods on Wednesday. We want to know Wednesday. Is a regular feature here on the V-Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. You know what else you want to know about on Wednesday? Is you want to know how you can lose weight, be healthier, look better, feel better. And you can do that with our friends at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. They are a place where you can get a diet that is structured just to your body type. They take a scan of your body. It shows you what minerals and nutrients you're missing. They give you the supplements to get you feeling better, more healthy. They give you an eating plan that makes it so you can lose weight around the way you live. I mean, nobody gives you, there's never been a diet in history that lets you eat all you want of anything you want. You don't need me to tell you that. But there's a lot of ones out there that get you all excited about these. Hey, you know, eat pizza and meatloaf. And yeah, have a nice dime-sized piece of pizza or a meatloaf the size of your pinky. That's not really eating. This teaches you how to eat, and you eat a lot of food. I mean, you go through the plan, and then they give you a kind of a maintenance plan after that. And I'm telling you, Nick will tell you firsthand that the amount of food you have to eat once you've gone through the program, he had trouble finishing it all. And we can eat in our family, believe me.
Indeed.
So it is great to wear smaller size clothes, you know, wear pants that are four sizes down from what they were, and that's nice. And people say, hey, if they say you look better, that's great. But the biggest thing is you go to the doctor, as I did, and my blood pressure, which had been high for 20 years. That's the first time it's been normal in 20 years. That's amazing. And I was on medication, but it was high even with the medication. So this is all about what happens with this diet plan. It's that extraordinary, which is why I can't recommend it enough. They're great people to deal with. There's two locations, one in southern Indiana, one right off Bardstown Road. But remember the name. It's Vitality. Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Check them out. Give them a call. Get in there. You know, you may not be able to. Listen, I'm just being honest. They may not like this, but I'm being honest. You got an office party coming up next week. You may not be able to start the program right now. But give them a call anyway. Find out what it is. Look over the information and get yourself set up so December 26th you can get in there, or January 2nd, and get in there and make a difference. Now, trust me, you may think I'm kidding, but if you do that, by February 1, you will be shocked. If you look in the mirror and see how much weight you've lost. I mean, that's absolutely the truth. I mean, I lost like 20 pounds in a month. I might have been less than a month. It's just amazing. And it is a program that's unlike anything I've ever seen. So check them out. Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. This is very, by the way, speaking for Thomas, this is funny. There's a cartoon version on YouTube. It's a 6-minute video that's kind of one of those like elementary school things. I don't know if it's elementary school. Maybe it's a satire. But the caption is, when Ohio and Michigan tried to kill each other. I assume it's about that war. I don't know. I haven't watched it. So maybe it doesn't have anything to do with that. Maybe it's got to do with the rivalry in football. But watching the video looked like it was
just one guy got kind of hurt. Just
one guy got bonked on the head.
It was like a fight. It was just like a little mini gang.
It was a skirmish. Yeah, it was a little skirmish. Yeah. So there you go. All right. I've done most of my business.
Came out doing the little snap thing like in... what's that? West Side Story? It's just a bunch of people from Ohio and a bunch of Michigan people wearing leather jackets doing the little...
That would be the most meaningless and ridiculous Fan Outfitters Twitter poll ever, is to go and put on there, in the Ohio-Michigan war, which state is the Jets? Because you can't say which is the state and which is the Sharks, because
right. And
they could answer it. So you'd pick one group, and you'd say which state is the Sharks or which state is the Jets.
Also, we have a two we want to know Wednesday backdoor red phone texts. Nathan Huber texted me. Tom is wrong about the meaning of Torah, Torah, Torah. It means attack, attack, attack in regards to war. So
wow.
He has a photo that has the word Dora there, which translates to Torah, the Japanese symbols and whatnot. He has a photo of it, so there might be something to that there. And also, let's see here, Crean texting me, are you bleeping kidding me? Jews have been drinking effing tap water for thousands of years, and some jackass decides now... that it's not kosher, all caps, ridiculous.
I'm a fan. I have a button for membership in two fan clubs. One is Dwayne Sutton's, and the other is Green. I'm a card-carrying member of both their fan clubs. That's extraordinary work out of him. By the way, you'll love this, Johnny Two Sides. They're both right. The Japanese code word,
right.
The word Torah can also mean tiger. It does, but it also is an abbreviation of, oh, here we go. I can't always speak English. Let me try and pronounce this. Tatsugeki Raigeki, which means lightning attack. So both of them are right. So it's a tie. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if she speaks Japanese, because when I said that, there's a, and this is not being racist, there's a, obviously, a woman of Asian descent who walked by just as I read that, and she glared over at me. Maybe she thought I was the same. We're going to start attacking the deli. I don't know.
Maybe you just said something really offensive in Japanese.
I'm saying maybe. The way I mispronounced that word, maybe I said, you know, the food here sucks or something, which obviously it doesn't. So I don't know. But that was an interesting
one. Como sedice, I'm a jackass in Japanese.
Yes. Yeah, that was an odd coincidence. Oh, my. Wow.
I think I know what your reaction.
Zach Wheeler gone, and he's going to stay in the Northeast, going to the Phillies. 5 years guaranteed. He wants to stay close to the Northeast. His wife's from New Jersey, going to the Phillies. God dang it. Unbelievable. The Mets made him a one-year, $17.8 million offer, and he said, you know what? I got your offer right here. Here's your offer. You got an offer? I got your offer right here.
Shocking he didn't want to stay there. I thought he might shop around and go to the Yankees as a secondary option or whatever, but I don't know if your son, Nicky DeBoot back there, heard it. But the process, Cole Hamels got a one-year, $18 million deal to leave
God.
His Phillies and to go. I can't even. The Atlanta.
Yes, Atlanta. I saw that.
And Dawn, sales extraordinaire. We were in the back, and there was a primal scream, and then a ring of traitor F bombs, bleepity bleeps. And I think something's happened, and it's over a 1 year deal for like a 38-year-old lefty, Cole Hamels.
You gotta admire,
get out of here.
You gotta admire the boys' pack.
I don't know if Nick heard it or not. I don't know if he did.
Did you hear that, Nick?
It was a primal scream.
I did. I went out there, and I was like, what was all that shouting before?
And I tell Coop, I go, listen. The process loses his mind. You get your phone out and you start recording this so we can use it as content.
Yeah,
I got news for you. Cooper actually came in and said that.
He did?
Me. Well, he said, Pops, I'm not sure. Andy, I'm assuming you know what this is. Pops, I'm not sure you do. Do you know what a TikTok is?
Oh, Lord.
I kind of do, yeah.
Unfortunately, I do, but I'm too old for that. Now I'm 35. I'm done. I'm washed up.
Oh, I'm you remember what Vine was? It was like that short video sharing site where you could do like all kinds of goofy, funny videos or whatnot. Well, that's kind of like what TikTok
is. Yeah, so what's that got to
he's going to do one of only process losing his blank and, you know,
but he doesn't have any material yet, does he? He's not videoed him.
Process popped in today just to remind me that Lamar Jackson has thrown 21 yards in the second half of like his last two football games and like blank him or something like that. I mean, he's an endless supply of sports takes and vitriol. Like, we're gonna believe me. Well, like this, that'll just be the latest one.
All right, he's darned entertaining. All right,
I took a video of him last year when he found a fender on the sidewalk.
What did he do with it?
We put it in the office. So Drew,
I wish we still had it. That could be one of our song presents for the Yankee Christmas.
Yeah, Drew called me, and I almost said in the middle of the night, but at the time I was only doing your show, so I wasn't waking up anytime before like 11:30. Yes, we go on the air at noon. And he called me and was like, Nick, why is there a fender in the studio? And I had to tell him the story that me and Process put it there. By me and Process, I mean I told Process to put it there. After he found it on the sidewalk. So sort of
Drew will not find that amusing. That is not the kind of stuff the little man finds amusing.
He did a little bit. Well, he was annoyed.
No,
but,
I don't think
but so. The best part was that we were typical radio guys. It took until about, I think, it was about 8:15 Billy Reid finally, you know, asked Drew what the hell Fender was doing in the corner of the studio. So it took the Hall of Fame sports writer Billy Reid. Finally, it was him. It was him that pointed it out to Worldwide and Drew and stuff. And so then they got to the bottom of it. And
that should make Process happy. They got Wheeler. That's
no.
a good get.
Are you kidding me?
Throw.
Wait, no. Trust me. One second. He's good, but even as a Mets fan, I'm not sure he's worth $100+ million. Do you? That's a lot.
It's not your money. What do you care? All he cares is he's on your team. He can
one
pitch.
Second. Just let me grab him. And get it from
no. It's not
mouth.
That big a deal. We're not taking any more content about that. If he spontaneously had one of his orgasmic reactions. Nope, Nick. I'm not. He is just. That's the problem with being on the road. He just goes wildly. Are you listening to us, Phil? Or I don't know what you're listening to. No, Phil's not listening.
He's listening to Colin Cowherd.
He doesn't know where we're. Great. That's even better. Why are you doing that? Why? Why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
Well, first of all, I told you not to go get him because the people don't. Talking to you, I screamed at you, don't go get him, while you immediately went to get him. Then, bad enough he doesn't come on, which I was not interested in anyway, because nobody cares about Cole Hamels and Zach Wheeler. But on top of it, then you come back and tell me he's listening to a competitor's show. So why would you do that?
God, we need to do the video thing that Drew and Worldwide used to do, so they could keep an eye on each other. I was talking to you. You said, like, what are you doing to Phil? And I said, oh, Phil's probably listening to Colin Cowherd. I don't know where the hell Process
Oh,
is.
Phil was listening to Colin Cowherd? He's blaming you for listening to the competitor.
I was guessing. I was reacting.
Phil looks very guilty. He's all flustery, and he's all, yeah, I think you caught him. I think you nailed him. I think he was listening to, or he might have been listening to Delilah last night's podcast.
Well, or Kelly Kay. She's the best. She's the GOAT.
Holiday tunes.
Well, you know who's not listening to Colin Cowherd? Keith Pointer, because he just called in. He wants to share something. Keith, what's up, buddy?
He does.
What's going on? Is this the Dave Ramsey show? No.
It is. We're helping you manage your money. Today's first rule, never invest in a partnership with one of the guys is named Frenchie. That's my
I'm calling about it's not a We Want to Know Wednesday kind of thing unless you want to know how much of a rube I was, or maybe it was my wife when we were in New York City this summer. We found our way to a New York deli. With some friends, and I don't know which one it was, but apparently it was one of the really famous ones, something Avenue, Deli, and it wasn't on that avenue or whatever. And it was great. It was fine. We get there, and we all get crammed back into a booth. It's a very, very busy New York deli. And my wife's friend had a cake from someplace up in New York where you can get, like, an explosion cake. They're real famous. They're, like, $30 for what looks like a size of a cupcake. And she said, here, you have to try this. So my wife's sitting over in the corner, and she takes the explosion cake out, and she takes the fork from the restaurant, and she starts to cut into the cake to eat it. And you would have thought the place was going to go on a code red lockdown, because they come running over there. They seize the fork, and they said, we have to go throw this away because you've eaten non-kosher food with our fork. We could lose our – I mean, it was a thing, and I didn't think anything of it. Well, I thought a lot of it at the time, but I hadn't heard anything that was close to that until your story and until Cream's text to Nick about New York and all of the rigmarole about that. So – there you go. That's what kind of rube I was.
It's
in New
a very yeah. It's I would have a very hard time being an Orthodox Jew, I think, because the rules for eating are way too demanding. I mean, you have to throw out flatware because the guy. I'd be like, the flatware was expensive. I ain't chucking that out. I mean, and then I would be banished from the temple, and all hell would break loose. So,
yeah, they were going to throw out flatware and my wife. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Your wife's replaceable, but the flat. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. Just a joke. Just an absolute joke. All right. Thanks, Keith. Good talking to you, buddy.
Have a good one,
go
brother.
Sue somebody. See you soon. Take care. All right. Keith is. Do we know? Is he still practicing? Is he still at practicing lawyer, Keith?
I'm
Keith Pointer.
Sure.
He's
like,
right.
I
we don't know.
Is. I think yeah. he is. He's definitely still a legal consigliere. Is it consigliere or is it consigliere?
No, consigliere. You had it right the first time. The second time was just some made-up word that I don't even know what the hell you were saying.
Good. Great. Just like that Japanese.
No, I'm just saying. Well, I did it before when I tried to pronounce the Japanese thing. I didn't know, what I was saying either. So, yeah, we're on equal footing there.
We should probably take.
If I had a lot of money, by the way, I would like to point this out. If I had a ridiculous amount of money, I was one of those guys where they just money. I would definitely put one of those in my house. that Coke machine that's got all the buttons that you can get all the different drinks. That was a stroke of genius whoever invented that thing. That is awesome.
Oh, and they have one here in the deli section. The one that has like a million combos?
Yeah, you can put you push the button and you can get Coke or flavored Coke or Diet Coke or Coke Zero or Powerade or Powerade Zero. Those things are what?
I think they're like $1 million. Like, no joke. Like, they're really, they are upwards of six figures.
That was why the premise for my discussion was if I was one of those guys who had, like, preposterous amounts of money, then I would
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's like you could say that I'm going to get a really expensive car, but there's really expensive cars, and then there's really expensive cars. And, you know, that there's certain cool, like, kitchen items, and then there's really expensive kitchen items. You know what I'm saying? Also, Keith Pointer just texted me on the back door red phone. Tell your dad I just sued somebody. So we are still
that a boy? Had a baby. Go get him, Tiger. Tora, Tora, Tora. Jeez, oh, I just scared the people in the group. They just scared everybody in the deli again. Thought we were getting ready to attack. you got to be careful, I guess, when you yell that. You know, it's intriguing because, you know, one of my fantasy rich things to do would be to buy my own bowling alley. I was shocked. It does not cost remotely as much as you think it would. It's more a matter of having the space. It takes a lot of space. But it's about $18,000. It's like $18,000 for like a new one. And I was speaking with Wolfie. Who was I speaking with? I think I was speaking with Wolfie. Mike Wolf, former tour bowler. I can't remember. And he said that, you know, that unfortunately a lot of centers have closed. And you can get used ones for like $10,000. Would that be just the most awesome thing? You know, it could have a league and set the conditions up for my own house. There's a picture of one that a guy built in his home.
You were going to convert Jamie's room into Mom's own dry cleaner thingy.
Yeah, I still wanted to do that, but she was so adamant that we couldn't that I didn't get far with that.
Wow.
But that would have made me happy. Then she would have had plenty of room for her clothes to live.
Would you have rather it have been a... How many alleys would you want? How many alleys two? Get one on each side?
No, I don't. I would be happy with one. I mean, most of them, when they build them, they put a pair of lanes because the expenses in the mechanism, and I think, you know, you got the ball return thing anyway. It comes in the middle. You could use it for two lanes. But here's a picture of a guy who's got one. It's an old converted barn, evidently, and he's got one lane in there, and it's spectacular. I mean, that is just fantastic. That is very cool. And then, you know, as my imaginary business that I've created in my mind is now moved on to make its second $1 billion, then I would put a batting cage right next to it.
I'm telling you, if we get the damn deer with a beer thing going, then I can have my hockey drink hockey rink in the driveway. You could have, jeez.
I kind of like hockey drink better. What would be a hockey drink? A hockey drink is just taking any bit of booze that's left behind the bar, like when the bottles are at the bottom, and throwing it together. What's in your hockey drink? I got a little bourbon, there's scotch, there's vermouth, there's gin. I don't know what the hell this is. And you throw it in there, and I put it with a little mixer, a little orange juice, a cherry. Here's your hockey drink.
That works. Talk about We Want to Know Wednesday. It goes by numerous like names. It's called like swamp water or whatever. But basically, you know how they have the mat there and they mix all the drinks on top of it. This is typically a speed bar, like, you know, not like a craft cocktail joint. But so they're, you know, they're lining up the thing of shots. You know, there might be four lemon drops, two, you know, Jaeger bombs, you know, a round of Vegas bombs, you know, whatever. And they're just mixing the drinks there, and all that residual stuff that splashes and pours, it goes onto the little bar mats you see. And they would take those, and Phil knows this, and they would squeeze it into a glass. And then, you know, they'd either dare you or maybe give you a free drink or something.
Disgusting.
It is. It's very gross.
What's the name of it? I'm going to run this by Phil.
Like swamp water or something like that.
A bar that when you're, you know, it's like a speed bar. It's not making these craft culture drinks. And the guy's like, he's got, you know, shot glasses lined up. And the stuff that would spill over onto the mat.
It's a mat.
He says, Phil's trying to come up with a name. What'd you say the name was, Nick?
It's called like swamp water or something like that.
Swamp water, the drink they call
it. Oh, yeah.
They actually wring that thing out and people drink it?
Yeah, sometimes for free shots, sometimes for just pride.
Sweeney, how much money would you charge to drink that? We'll play the game in college. How much money are you charging to drink a wrung-out bar mat?
Well, I have a story that's close.
Oh, my God. This lovely woman here from Kroger is doing the gag thing.
I have a story that it's in the same ballpark. So, you know, the mat that catches all that juice?
Yeah.
It's called Mat Shot. I have seen multiple Mat Shots in my day. I have never taken one, but I have seen
it. That's what he's talking about.
I've seen it right up close. Yeah, not the towel being wrung out.
No,
I'm talking
the
actual mat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Mat Shot. I've seen it.
Oh, how much you charge to have
that? Man, I don't know. A lot. I'm 35 now. It needs to be a little bit more than $75 and a gift card to Texas Roadhouse. That ain't going to work. Yeah.
That's truly one of the great college games of all time.
Yeah.
How much would you charge? I'm not sure how. I mean, I'm far from rich, but you got to be going well into four figures before I'd consider that.
See, I'm pretty.
For 500.
I'm pretty.
Wait, but do you guys remember. Nick, you remember the girl who took the dumpster shot?
Oh, she drank
like two, three years ago, a college girl.
She sucked it out of a
trash at Louisville.
No, a trash bag. Trash shot.
That's totally true. There was a bag of trash, and at the very bottom there was liquid, all the liquids. They wrung it to one side so it was cupped like a cone.
Yeah, and they poured it into a glass.
Yeah, no, they just cut the bottom
and out of the bag.
Out of the bag.
How much did she charge?
I don't know, but that was all over. You can find that on the internet. It was a U of L student.
Vomiting. I'll just eat, you know, hot mustard.
I would say U of L student. I'd say about 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's
maybe
that
three. Definitely
about right.
Bobby 2.0. Really, yeah. She epitomized Bobby Petrino 2.0, if we're being honest.
That was actually the mascot.
Her and Brian Van Gorder.
That got quite a chuckle out of
thank you.
Corey, is that her name?
I'll be on here at 3 o'clock giving the same spiel. Look how good Luke Hancock
is. Luke is all dressed up like a big boy.
I mean, could he have everything in life?
Wow.
Leave some for the rest of us, you know?
Wow.
Just toss something to the rest of us.
He's enjoying a free Focus.
Look at him. Got the loafers, the Gucci loafers, looking good. Coop would love
them. What's the mop drink, man? What's his flavor of choice?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
It looks like it's either peach or
the
red one.
Is this,
I cannot
is
see.
This grapefruit?
I think I was talking.
Look, what flavor is that?
Peach.
There it is.
It was out of a trash bag. You got. I don't want to see it.
Oh, is that it? Is that the girl?
Yeah, she's
lovely
drinking
young lady here from.
See,
oh,
I would do the mat shot.
I
would do the mat shot in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God.
She's not even drinking it yet. There it is.
But just looking at it. Oh, God. You know what? I hate to say it. That does.
Yep, that's
that,
it. And that's from 2017. Yeah, thank you.
When Chris Mack was talking about the rough times, that encapsulates it right there for the last few years. And those days are gone. Now everyone's enjoying a nice drink. Poured in a glass.
A peach Focus.
Like normal human beings. Oh, my dear God. That was, wow. I hope she got a ton of dough for that. I mean, it's not even the fact it's booze. It could be anything. I mean, just to take a bag.
Then
to take the bag out of the dumpster and put the bag to your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God.
I'm a disgusting human being. I wouldn't fathom doing that. A mat shot in a heartbeat. All it is it's basically a suicide. That, you know, you would make, you know, a soda.
But this guy's with their hands on it, and they've leaned on it with their elbow.
That's not near as bad. That is 99% alcohol.
That's why I said
other fluids. Like, that, God only knows what's in that trash bin.
Mat thing for four digits. Four digits and up. But
I do it for no less than 75.
When we played the game in college, how much would you charge? That dumpster video would be a game winner. That would end the round. Got me. You know, you can't come up with something completely ridiculous, like how much would you charge to have an anvil dropped on your head, you know. But something like that somebody else has actually done, that's a game winner right there. And that is a disgusting way to end our show. Delightful.
Who's the We Want to Know Wednesday winner?
You pick it.
All right, cool. It's in the Sweet Empire Electrons.
Andy's getting ready to move into position. Yeah, get some Empire Electrons good. That'd be great.
The Take's next.
Unless you know some on it, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, cram the van, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Lachlan McLean here for Sternberg Truck and
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation.
Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.